Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 673. I'm Ricky, birthday boy Ricky.
This is later.
And
so.
You are Cake, or as Big Fatty would say, Cake. Or no, not Big Fatty, not Squeaky Kitty, not, who is it? Why? I listen to it every day. Why can't I remember the name? No, I can't do this. I'm so embarrassed.
Hi, my name is Minutes. Because clearly we're losing them with your invalid story.
You guys, it's still my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
No more birthday songs for you.
Happy birthday to me. You guys, we just finished talking about ingrown toenails. How much do we love them?
Oh my god. Oh my god. I literally am gonna take off my toe.
Roger currently is having an ingrown toenail situation.
Yes. And it's pretty bad. Like, it hurt. Well, it's fine now. Like,
Poodle
McNoodle?
Yeah. It's killing me. I was like, I have to get through this thing before I have to say it, because I know I'm going to be on the introduction of a show probably, and he's going to make a fool out of me.
Well, he is going to make a fool out of you because you forgot.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes, I currently have a ingrown toenail situation going on, and it's painful.
I was telling him, like, when I was younger, I had one, and how the process of how they get it fixed, which I think now they kind of do like laser surgery and shit like that to like.
I think so, because my sister had it done because her nails curved in. So instead of it being like, you know, from one end to the other, hers curled in, and hers were
that's
horrible.
The kind that I had, except for it just kept growing through the skin.
I just can't believe that you like that was all. What was the skin over it? Was it dead? Because like how
it was full of pus. It was red. It was juicy.
It
smelled like
death.
Big Fatty's swing room, probably.
Yeah.
I'll close the door behind you. So yeah, have any of you guys ever had an ingrown toenail? Because it's kind of like. Because you get like an ingrown fingernail sometimes.
Mm-hmm. A hangnail.
But it's
those
not
are horrible. Those are horrible.
These you could usually take care of. Like,
well, I'll
fingers.
Tell you right now. So I have those too. Because on this finger, for some reason, anytime I cut my nail on this finger, if I go just a smidge too deep, within like the next day, I already start to have like the it goes
bump.
Burp, a little bump, and I'm like, fuck. And then what I have to do is I'm at work like this. Soaking it in water and salt because I'm like,
and
fucking hurts.
It.
And then it starts to like, it gets nice and soft. And I'm like, okay, one, squeeze two, three. And I squeeze the shit out of it. And then the shit comes out.
Right.
So disgusting.
You guys, I have a problem with chewing my fingernails, but
it's
I've
so
stopped
gross.
It the past couple months. So I've been doing pretty good. I went 2 years without doing it. And then one day, for some reason, I got super nervous. That was in like a situation. I started, like if I'm in traffic. Like, I don't even have to be nervous for it to happen. I don't know why it happened.
I just, I can't do that. Like, it's disgusting. And I just, like, not that I'm, like, being disgusting or doing anything that is disgusting. I just, it's so gross to me.
You will not chew your fingernails, but you will suck a dick. It just came out of an asshole.
No, I've never done that. I will not chew your fingers, but I'll chew your toenails. Here, come here, baby. Let me get that ingrown toenail.
That was good.
What's that on your lip?
Puss.
Why does your mouth smell like shit? Warmed over
I just
shit.
Had dental work done. Oh, I have to go to the dentist on Monday, but okay, it's never a problem because, you know, my teeth are perfect. So, but I have not ate popcorn for like a week. Like, popcorn's my favorite thing to eat at work, but I don't want to eat it because a couple years ago I went to the dentist and they were like, you know, cleaning my teeth or whatever. And they were flossing my teeth and a popcorn kernel came out. I'm like, oh, did you have popcorn last night? And I was like, thinking, I said yes, but thinking in my head, I was like, that was 3 days ago. And I floss every day, but, you know, those little kernels, they get like stuck under the skin or something, you know, and you don't know they're there until it starts fucking hurting.
Right. I can't do that. I don't eat popcorn that often because of that. So I can't. And it's not like I have small teeth that I can hide it. You can see, I can look, fucking, there's like a whole meal somewhere in my teeth right now. If you look really close, some biscuits and gravy over here.
If somebody puts a bag of Garrets in front of you, just full on horse.
You know, I will tell you, I really don't like Garrets because I'll tell you why.
Dare you?
Because the cheese is too cheesy.
It's a lot of cheese.
It's too powdery for me. And the caramel is like too caramel. It's like too and it's sticky. Almost like that fake caramel. When I know it's not, but it just doesn't fare well. I like the ones that are like just lightly. That'll do.
You guys, Garrett's. I don't know. I don't think they have it everywhere. It's a Chicago thing, I think.
I think they might mail it to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they have it in. I would probably venture to say that there's somewhere in some of the airports near here.
Yeah.
Like in the neighboring states.
I know there's some at O'Hare. There's not one in Midway, though. Not a Garrett.
I think they did. I think they did put one. Or if not, there's something that's similar.
Anyway, they have this called this popcorn, which is really good. But they have one that's called Chicago Mix. And it's cheddar cheese popcorn mixed with caramel popcorn. And it's delicious, but you end up with a whole yellow hand.
You end up with a yellow cheese. Hand and it's sticky. So you have
like, but it smells so good.
Oh my god, yeah. Like if you pass by there and it's like a hot day and you're like, oh my god, it's like I want that Chicago mix.
And then you want it, and then when you look and the line's like all the way around the
It's not as bad anymore. Like they used to be really long. I guess maybe it depends on the day.
Well, they've opened up multiple locations downtown now, so yeah. That makes it easier too.
I wish they would open one like close by here or like in Evanston or something.
For someone that doesn't like to eat it that much, you sure do want one close to you though.
Well, because I would eat
you're
it.
Like, I want one close to my work.
Well, see, they need to have like a light version
too
of it.
Too much information.
Right. They need to have like a light version of it because the powder is too powdery and the caramel is too caramely and I can't deal. But it, because it,
you know what? Get Target you a box sells, of Cracker Jacks. What is it called? And then get you a box of.
When I was a kid, I used to love me some fucking Cracker Jacks.
You get the fake tattoos.
Oh my god, I used to love getting the toys. Well, first of all, you little like sperms that don't know what the fuck a Cracker Jack is.
That was invented in Chicago at the World's Fair.
Good luck. Go fucking do some history searching, okay? Find out what it is.
It's so good.
It is a part of my youth that I.
And the boxes were like 8 cents each.
I know. And then do you remember like. do you remember Bazooka Gums when you'd get the little comic? Oh,
God, too hard on the teeth.
Well, yeah.
That was the hardest gum other than in Garbage Pail Kids. That gum
well, because that was like, well, because that one was like, what was that? Like baseball card gum?
Yeah.
And it was never fucking fresh or soft. That shit was like stale like a motherfucker. That was like the shit that Wrigley didn't want
to
pack. It had
powder on it, too, which well, was
to
always
keep,
weird.
Right. To keep it from fucking sticking to the shit. No wonder it was so dry.
And also,
it was like,
it wasn't even separated.
Like dipping in water and shit to try to get it to
And also
down.
In those packs, it wasn't even wrapped separately. It was like attached to the card.
It was just literally like we're going to throw a piece of gum in here.
Y'all, we knew how to do it in the 80s. Okay. That's how you do it.
Oh, God. As much as I sometimes hate 80s music, like I always think about the 80s and I'm like, 80s and early 90s were
was
such
the bomb.
Good
I love-
times. You know, speaking of which, I think kids will never, I don't think they're going to experience that. Like they'll never experience what we experience in the 80s and 90s like that.
I don't. Yeah. Because first they're so connected to technology that they don't realize what it's like for it to be brand new. And to us,
everything
that was electronic
was brand new to us. Yeah.
A cell phone? What?
What? You mean it's not a brick?
A Nintendo?
What?
What?
An Atari? What is that? Is that a food? Is that sushi?
What'd you just call me?
Your name? Atari Bonifa Shaniqua Lataqua Smith. Smith. Not even Smith.
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 S-M-Y-F-F-P-H.
No, I love the ones that are like, hi, my name is Jackie. Can you please spell that for me? It's going to be J-A-Q-U-E-T-B-R-M-M-M-N-N-O-K-I-E.
And there's a silent X in there.
Right. It's like, why you got to be so fucking... What did I say the other day? I said, what's your name? Jane. Can you please spell that? B-A-R-R-A-C-K-O-B-A-M-A. Jane.
It's like Ricky. It's like R Y Q Q Y.
I mean, always to be different.
Right.
Always. And then, of course, you have, like, you know, of course, that's
Roger. R A W J O O R. Roger.
And then you have, like, white people who are like, we're going to name all our children Robert. Half of them are girls. Robert one, Robert no, two, white Robert people three.
Name their kids Robert, Robert Elizabeth.
They name them
Brixton, Braylee.
Just no, those are the hipster mom bullshit bitches. The ones in our time, that's all like,
oh yeah,
it was like John, Paul, Robert, Richard, Timothy, Tom, all these boring ass male right. names. Like Lillian, Jacqueline, Kathy. It's like, you're like, my name is so genuine. It's Kathy. It's like,
my friend Lorraine is pregnant and she's having a little girl. So she was asking me for like, what do you think of these names or whatever? And I'm like, because she wants like an old style name from like the 20s or 30s, you know, names that were popular then. Mm-hmm. Well, I was like looking at the top names of like the 20s, you know, because mm-hmm. you can do that. Because right. there's this new thing called the internet that came out like 1999.
Right. And when half of you spermicidal bitches weren't right. alive. Y'all still were hanging on to dear life and your mom's ovaries and your fucking dad's balls.
You know, there was names like Hazel, which I love the name Hazel. My grandmother was named, my great grandmother's name was Hazel. I love it.
That's nice.
But there was like Lucille. And I told her, I go, what about Lucille? That's pretty. And she goes, that's my mom's name. I'm like, okay. And she goes, she fucking hates it. Oh, okay. Well,
oh, I love the name that Lucille, because it reminds me of Lucille Ball. And yeah. Hello, she's great. She was great.
But I love like old names like that, like Hazel.
I did too.
Viola.
I also like Ruth. Names that are,
my sister's middle name is Ruth.
Oh, I don't like that name because I had a girl in school. She was such a fucking cunt. And she was a witness. Them bitches are crazy. She was the type of witness that
like Holly. I hate that name.
She would wear those skirts that were all the way down to the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a fucking cunt. Anyway.
Probably because she didn't talk to anybody because nobody liked her. Because she was different.
Maybe, but I accepted her. I mean, I was friends with her.
You just called her a cunt.
Well, because she was mean. Like, she was mean to everyone, not just other people. Like, she was mean to everybody. She was seemingly nice to me, but...
She was a witness.
She was a witness. Can I get a witness? Yeah! Can I get a witness? But I also do like, really...
Esther.
That's Madonna's Kabbalah name.
That's...
Esther.
That's her red string name.
Right, exactly. I also like... new names that are not like as common. Like, I know I'm gonna get shit for this, but I really like the name Apple. I think that's so cute. Can I name you Blueberry?
Roger. Go ahead and name her Manzana. I mean,
Manzanita. Doesn't that sound cute? I don't know. No. I think it's cute. I like that. Apple.
North.
No, I don't like that. That I don't like.
Pear.
Oh, girl, this is my baby girl. Her name is Banana. Or like,
her name is Tropicana Banana Juice.
That was OJ Simpson's nickname, Juice.
That's also what he had on his hair.
Oh, activator juice. I don't know. There are really cute names that are like interesting that are not your typical
Isn't
name.
Like Christina Aguilera's child's weird name like that too. Like, no, maybe it's His Kelly name... Clarkson. It's like River Rose or something. Rose River.
Maybe. I don't know about her.
River Rose, I think is her.
Did you watch
name.
That? Did you watch that performance from American Idol?
Yeah, it's American Idol.
Mm. It was so good. I was literally at my desk, bawling my eyes out.
I'm glad that shit's over.
Ugh, I know it was a little too long.
I mean, we got it. They're singers
that are not that popular,
except for Kelly Clarkson,
maybe and Carrie Underwear, and yeah.
Oh no, what's her face from Dreamgirls?
Oh. Jennifer Hudson. I'm a dream girl. Anyways,
who stole that show from Beyonce? It was like,
she's like, and you, you're not getting an Oscar. That bitch got run the fuck down by the J Hud train. Okay, she should have, because Beyonce wasn't really good on that.
I think she was always overacting. Beyonce
like,
always looks like she's about to whisper something to you.
And then
like
she's like, ah, blah, 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 blah. Wait, did someone say, someone recently said that we need to stop yelling in the microphone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't yell in the microphone. It was on, they messaged us on Facebook.
Yes.
Eric, hi, how are you?
Sorry, we get a little excited and sometimes we yell.
Well, it's usually Roger that's yelling in the microphone. I've been doing this for 10 years, so I know not to do it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's called experience.
Can I get experience?
And that's also going to be my daughter's name. Experienced apples.
Oh, okay. It's going to have like 26 letters in the word. Right.
Apple. How are we going to spell apple? It's going to be the number 8. P. P E L L U H L. But with a number 8 in front.
Right, of course. And it has to be like the infinity sign.
Yeah. Definitely.
But it's not an infinity sign.
Right.
It's no. The number 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, got you.
It's a sideways 8, y'all.
Right.
Sideways 8, y'all.
What's your name? It's right there on the paper. It's sideways 8. I like that. That's cute. What's your name?
Sideways 8. Wait, did you say you're a size 8?
No. Speaking of size 8, so did you hear about the older supermodel who was talking shit about the bigger girl who got the cover of Sports Illustrated. What was
Matt
her name?
Shade.
Teague?
Chrissy Teague. It's Teague. Not Teague. Teagan. Not the younger one.
I think it's
Cheryl Teagues.
It's Cheryl Teagues, yes. She was talking shit about the new model.
Sure was talking
about. And let
about
me
shit.
Tell you, that model is fucking voluptuous.
And
did you see her on E when they were doing the red carpet. I'm not even lying to you. I don't know how that dress was holding on to them titties, because she had a number where it was like, so let me describe it to y'all.
Was it like a J-Lo cut?
No, it was like a little above the deep V. But it was like, just imagine, like, you know, like in the 1950s, they had a lot of women would wear those half cups. So it would just barely cover your boobs, your like nipple. But, it, you know, you could never see the nipple because it was like always covered enough. So it was kind of the same cut, but it came to like.
And she has some tiggle bitties already.
And then it came to like halfway to the titty, right? To each titty. Uh-huh. And then it was covered by fabric. But then what was holding. Was like little like bra strings, so like really like thin material. Uh-huh. I mean, that bitch was bulging out of that. I was like, it looked like an origami on her chest, but shit was bulging out of the origami.
But she looked beautiful.
But she looked gorgeous, like, cause it was like a red color, mm-hmm. And you know she's I don't know if she's Latina, but I think she is. But either that or
I don't know.
She had a tan, But she's like brown.
But I'm kind of happy that she's on the cover of that. I mean,
well, here's the thing is that she was saying that what she doesn't like, and I don't agree with Cheryl Teagues, is she was saying that she the thing that she didn't like is that she was that you know, Sports Illustrated was essentially promoting like being a big person, like being overweight, and that she didn't feel like that's appropriate for women to be seeing something like that because it's unhealthy, according to what Dr. Oz said. Here's the problem with that statement.
That makes you an asshole.
That makes you an asshole. No, that makes her hangry. It's because she hasn't been able to eat since she's been a model.
And are you still a size? What'd she say? The average size is size 8? Is that what she said?
I think so.
Like, but if you look on those swimsuit, any model cover, none of those bitches are size 8. They're like size 2,
right?
0.
Right.
So they're not even close to what that they're not average size right. is. What they call average.
And is that applied to just models? Because I thought the average size in America was 12 and 14.
For women.
Yeah.
But I mean, for models, you know, if you're over a size 6.
Oh, I see what you're saying. She was saying that Dr. Oz said that a size 8 was at like ultimate the healthiest you could be.
Right.
Anything over that was unhealthy. I got you. I just think that, you know, here's the thing is that if you can, you know, everyone's body is different. So like she could be a size 14 and be extremely healthy.
Right.
And she just got it in the right and she's got it all in the right places and her health is perfect. You know, you could be a size 2 and have awful health.
You can be obese at size 2.
Yeah. So I mean, it doesn't even like it that her statement was rooted in no facts.
And first, you're 80 years old. Your time is done. Were you just trying to get 15 more minutes of fame?
Well,
I mean, I don't want to wait. I shouldn't say that. Not that she's old. You've done your job. Why does your opinion matter for what's happening now?
Right, right. Well, and you know, here's the other thing too. It's like, you know, I don't necessarily think that when they put a woman of a certain size that's outside of the normal picture you see of a model, which is typically thin, very rail thin, big boobs, blah blah blah,
white, pale, almost dead,
right? Right. Look like they're fucking hungry, like they've been starving for days. Mm-hmm. When you put someone like that, like you know, they never say, it never comes with a disclaimer like, you know, you should see your doctor or you should consult with your doctor to look this way, right, or blah, 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 blah. Like, it never says that. But immediately when you put someone who's of a larger size, it's like,
see your doctor.
See your doctor. And it's like, you're too fat. You're too this. You're too that. And it's like, no, you have to remember, like, we need to be able to celebrate those body sizes because everyone comes in a different body size. Also, if we're going to do that, then we also need to make sure that we put a disclaimer not only on those sizes, but also on the sizes that are really thin and very, like, what most appear to be unhealthy. It should say,
this is not typical results of a real human being.
Yeah, right.
Unless you're starving.
Unless you're starving, because let's face it, just because you're really thin doesn't mean that you're healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be extremely thin.
But girl, I am real healthy. Thin. I am real healthy in girth. So what? I have to take 14 blood pressure medication today. I'm still living. I don't take 14.
So. You take 15.
I hoard them and don't take them at all.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I'm a pill hoarder.
You are. I'm telling you, street pharmacist. I'm like a squirrel. Hoarding them.
I am what Aaron. How long have you listened to Aaron and Brian?
Well, I just listened to their latest show.
But how long have you listened to them? Like over a year, or have you listened to their older 2 years?
Because so when we went to the show, like, because you told me about them around that time, so about 2 years. Yeah.
Well, and they talked about it at the show about the lady that ate the Xanax off the floor.
Oh yeah,
because she knew they were Xanax, so she just took them and put them in her purse.
Fucking crazy. That's you.
That's a Xanax.
This is. Let me just describe. If we were at Target in the pharmacy and he's picking up other medication, but someone before him happens to be picking up Xanax and it happens to fall on the floor, he's gonna be like, "What's her name in Steel Magnolias?" Nobody move! Nobody move! Xanax! sticks, hoarding them all left and right. Daryl Hannah, yeah, that's you go.
I'm not even a, I don't even do it like that. So that's why I have so many.
Right, exactly.
I need them for emergency situations. Like last weekend when I needed it when we went to IKEA. That's when I needed it the most. So, and I didn't have it.
So we have a new listener who's been listening to us for a year. Uh-huh. His name is Kyle. That's his name. Uh-huh. We'll keep it at that. He's been listening to us and he said a lot of great stuff.
No, his name's Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle. It's like K-A-W-L-Y-E-B-C. Anyways, so the first thing that he said, like once we got past the Arla conversation, he was like, what the hell drove you guys to IKEA on a fucking Saturday?
What did I tell you? On the way there, I was like, bitch, you heard me say I was never going to do this again.
I know.
I am taking a day off from work to go to IKEA next time.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to do that too. Or at least go like... go to work and then take half a day.
Or get there at 10 o'clock.
That's what he said. He's like, if I go, he's like, I go right when they open because there's all of like 12 people in there and I can literally get in and get out. And he's like, I don't have to worry about like, you know, it was. But I think, like I said, when we left or when we got there, I think it's because it was a nice day. And so people were out and about and shopping. Because even though it is busy on Saturdays, it is not that busy every Saturday.
Just wait till the summer.
Oh.
When the kids are out of school too. Well, Saturdays they are out of school. Hey, Aaron Carter.
Oh my God.
Supporting Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
But what was most important is the picture that they had of Aaron Carter of the interview. What
is wrong happened with him?
To Aaron Carter?
Do you remember Crackhead? Yeah. That's what that looks
that's,
like.
I mean,
he's scary.
Oh my God. And I looked up his, Insta? John looked up his Insta. No. God, you are so hip.
Totes.
Looked up his net worth and it's negative $2 million.
What?
Negative $2 million is his net worth.
Oh shit. Girl, he in debt.
Aaron Carter was a huge thing in the 90s.
And
I mean, what happened to him? He wasn't gorgeous, but now he just looks like straight up like real skinny Chris Rock.
Like he looks like a crackhead.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. Ugh.
I mean, just ugh.
Yeah, he looks like he smells.
What does Aaron Carter smell like?
My toe.
Ew.
No, not mine, your toe.
Yeah. Ew. Can we get the phone calls ready? Can we get a phone call?
Can we get a phone call?
Come on, come on, come on. Gotta hook the shit up here. We got the first one coming.
Where is it?
We're there yet?
Oh, here it is. And
okay,
internet is slow.
Hey guys, it's two of your favorite listener calling from New York. I was just calling to say hi. It's Friday morning. I'm in a good mood. Getting that shit stoned right before work. I hope you guys are doing the same. Yeah, we need a new episode, so let's do that. Thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you backing up at the end? Did you hear it? Beep, beep, beep. This is listener, I never get his name right. Duvet.
Is Duvella.
No, I thought it was Duvet.
Yes, but isn't his name on Twitter Duvella?
I can never remember. God. It's Duvet. And then he called back.
Oh.
You guys were having construction around my condo. And then he called back.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's you again. So yes, I wanted to know why her tickets were not selling. I love her. I'm not questioning why I love her. I've always loved her. And this is Rihanna we're talking about. I'm listening to the show right now. Also, I just speak like this. I'm very soft spoken, so I guess I have a Janet voice.
Okay, when I first heard this message, I had no idea what he said, but now I just listen to it.
I still have no idea what he said.
He just said, I have a very soft-spoken voice, so I sound like Janet.
Right, well, I was like, can I get the volume up in here?
I didn't hear. Yeah. Rihanna, I mean, did she have a concert?
She was going to and then canceled the shit.
Really?
Girl, hello. Girl. She's a mess. Wait, what did you say last weekend? She need to lay off the fucking weed.
Yeah, she's smoking too much weed. Okay.
Okay. And
then we have one more phone call. Thank you for calling Duvet Develop.
Thank you. Where is it? Oh, here it is. All right.
Oh my God, I'm the worst spirit mom in the world. I had to be reminded it was your birthday by Facebook. I'm totally embarrassed. I apologize. It will never happen again. You are now on my calendar. Mommy's getting organized. I love you so much, Ricky. You've made such a huge impact on my life, and I'm just so grateful for you. I love you so much. I hope you had a good birthday. I'm getting weepy. I love you. Bye.
Oh, thank you. That was sweet. That's my spirit mom, Melinda. We've been friends for like 9 some years. We've been doing this for 10, so she's probably been listening for like 8 or 9 years. But we've met several times. She's an amazing person. I love her. And thank you so much for the birthday wishes. And I can't believe you didn't know my birthday.
Oh, now she's going to get real mad.
She's going to call him with devil voice.
Mean mommy.
Oh.
Mean mommy. When she gets a mean mommy, whoo.
I don't even think I've ever seen Melinda mean.
No.
I don't even think it's possible.
No.
I bet it is. I mean, well, if you're her children, I bet she's been really mad at her children. So that's probably... And when you get angry at your children, it's a lot different than anger at people.
I feel like she would be one of those like hippie moms that when they get mad, like they don't they're not really mad.
They're like, I'm so mad. Let's go smoke some weed.
They're like, I mean, like this would be an example of mean mommy getting mad at her children. I mean, seriously, dude, what the fuck? Like, honestly, really?
Really?
Like, seriously, dude?
I am so upset right now. Like, will you go smoke some weed with me?
I mean, I gave you that. Don't mess with me because I will take you out of this world like I brought you in it.
Hi.
That, I feel like that's how she would be. I feel like she could definitely go to like a 10 very quickly, but her 10 is like, my 5.
Right.
It's subdued.
And she's so bad. She's like, I need a Xanax.
Right.
Right. But oh.
You're really subdued cool. Now.
Wish my mom got that angry.
I need a Xanax and a fucking cocktail.
And it doesn't have to be in that order. But totally put it in that order. It works better.
It totally does. Wait. So speaking of cocktails and Xanax, did you hear about how they finally released information about Bobby Christina?
Bobby KK.
Bobby!
Bobby. Poor thing.
She literally died just like her mother.
Yeah.
In water with a lot of coke. And...
Or no, heroin.
Heroin or whatever.
So sad.
So sad. But you know what, though? Doesn't it kind of
make you think... If you had to choose between... If you could bring one of them back, Whitney or Bobby Christina, which one would you bring back?
Oh, duh, Whitney. I'm sorry, but Bobby Christina was not attractive.
I know I say this every time. Yesterday, when I was on my way back home from work, I Will Always Love You came on.
Oh, Jesus.
And I got sad. I was like, oh my God, I don't understand. She's dead.
I don't really get sad about that song, but like when I hear...
No, just hearing her.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I do too. I get a little sad. But like when I hear... my favorite song is I've Got Nothing. I can't even with that song. It's off of the Bodyguard soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's such a good song. Anyway, yeah, it does make me a little sad.
I don't have you.
Jews.
You.
If I don't
you
have
you.
Let's see what else has been going on in this week of
let's talk about crafting. We're going to a craft show soon.
Yes,
we're Tote Soups Excites. We're going to Wisconsin.
Ooh, it's so exciting over there.
I've never been to Milwaukee, so it'll be like a new thing for me.
You've never been? Mm-hmm. It's a really cute city.
I heard it's like the small Chicago.
It is very much like Chicago,
the miniature Chicago.
It's a lot less crime.
a lot less
ghetto. Yeah, and a lot more cheese.
They have a huge music festival up there every summer that's supposed to be really good too.
Actually, their pride weekend is really fun. Like it's almost better than the one in Chicago.
Is it the same as ours?
Okay, I need you to get that shit.
That was you. Oh, hells no. That was you, girl. All right, what stopped the show?
Sorry.
So we're going to go, and actually Spirit Mom's going to be with us. She's coming to visit. We're super excited. We'll probably do a few shows with her. We'll do a car cast. We'll probably do a video cast, right?
Aren't we leaving like super early?
Yeah, we have to be there for the early bird from 9 to 10.
Is it 9 to 10 or is it 8 to 9?
No, it's 9 to 10. Registration starts at 8.
It takes about an hour and a half to get there.
So we're going to leave about 4 in the morning.
I have nothing.
Oh, you just screamed in the microphone.
Sorry. That was for Eric.
We're going up to the craft show.
Oh, and you know what? Let me say something about the whole screaming thing. I just lower the volume down.
But then you can't hear me.
Not my problem. Anyway.
I'm a little nervous about
food.
Well, I doubt if there might have food there, but I think we'll leave and go get something.
Yeah, because somebody wants to eat, like, it's almost like eating circus food.
Melinda's like, oh, let's go get poutine. I've had
that. It's kind of gross.
I think there's like, oh, I don't want to offend any Canadians. or Northern Mexicans, as Big Fatty calls them.
I love it. He says that.
but I can't grasp the concept.
It's fries, gravy, cheese.
And cheese curds.
Yeah. Ooh!
But this is the thing. I understand potatoes and gravy and potatoes and cheese, but I can't do gravy, cheese, and potatoes. It's weird. What's wrong?
Well, I think the part that makes it extremely different is that the curds, I think, are frozen.
Oh, they're big pieces of cheese. They look like huge cottage cheese pieces.
You're right.
But that's on top of gravy, which is on top of fries.
Yeah, I don't. That's so.
And
gross.
I think there's like mushrooms and stuff in it too.
The one that I tasted was the gravy was really like,
and what almost kind of gravy gelatinous. Is it like turkey gravy? Is it like peppered gravy? Is it like chicken gravy?
I think
gravy?
It's like your mom's gravy.
Well, that's interesting, since she died almost 2 years ago.
I mean.
Bet that gravy's amazing. I would like to know, but you know she's dead.
Let's get back on. I'm sorry.
So what kind of gravy is it?
I just want to clarify. I'm not laughing that your mom is dead, dumb dumb.
What kind of gravy is it?
It's like I want to say it's kind of like. It's like it really is like Salisbury gravy, like really thick,
but like, it had like pieces of jelly in it.
Have you ever made gravy, mm-hmm. or like something like with something with that kind of consistency? Mm-hmm. Just imagine if you added a little too much powder, a little too much flour, so it's really kind of like thick, and you have to kind of like add more water, kind of like make it a little lighter,
like cold gravy, like thick like that.
Yes. And it's almost gelatinous. Like when they serve it to you, it's kind of like, well, I didn't like it. And I think it's because
Excuse me, did you just put Jell-O on my fries?
Did you just put Jell-O and cheese up in my fries?
Ew.
Ain't but nobody got time for that.
Is it the Midwest like, or the area that like believes that you can put like anything in Jell-O and call it a salad?
Oh.
Like they put like whipped cream, fruit cocktail, and pretzels in it, and they're like, "Oh, it's a Jell-O salad."
That's poutine. It's a poutine salad. No, it's. I'm gonna tell you, the one that I tried, and I can't remember where the fuck I tried it. I want to say I tried it in Vegas, but the one that I tried, I did not like at all. It was
maybe Milwaukee probably has it like it's a thing there. So maybe they have it. I thought
we did try it in Vegas. Didn't we try it in Vegas?
I didn't try it.
That's the only place I could imagine trying it.
Well, you've been to Milwaukee, so maybe you tried it in Milwaukee.
No, it wasn't in Milwaukee. It was in Vegas because I remember people talking about it in... Oh, damn it. And I could see myself trying it. You may have not been there when I tried it.
Were you with the Canadians?
No, I can't remember. No, I can't remember where.
Real good over here.
I know. It's a little fatty over there. She like knocked the fuck out. But yeah, no, it's I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I'll try it if
I remember where I tried it. I tried it in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, that's your mistake.
I tried it at like this place that has like tacos and stuff. Like it was like a newer place. Mm. And they yes, I tried it with my two friends there. And I was like, I've never tried this. They hadn't either. So we all kind of tried it together.
And it was like just left there.
And it was just, I think the gravy that was used was kind of like, I didn't like the taste.
You were in Florida. I don't think they know how to do it. I think Milwaukee probably has that shit like down pat.
Maybe. But I will tell you that if they were using some of that Kentucky Fried Chicken gravy, girl, I would have scooped that shit up with a fucking
KFC biscuit.
Mm, I love me some KFC gravy.
They do have they have good coleslaw too.
Jewel says that her niece used to work there, or her cousin, I can't remember which one, used to work there, and she would just drink it. Like she put it in a fucking soda
cup. The
gravy
or the juice from the coleslaw?
You pick. The fucking gravy.
My sister worked at KFC and they
would literally put it in a fucking soda cup and go in it with a straw. That's so disgusting. Ew. Like you're literally drinking fat.
But you would do it.
Like maybe.
You're drunk and high.
No, I wouldn't drink it out of a cup like that. Like I'd be a little classy and drink shots. It out of the cup.
Yeah, 1 ounce shots.
One, two, three, go.
You're yes. playing flip cup. But with shots of gravy.
Ew. Shots of gravy.
Are you ready to go? We're 45.
Do we have anything else?
That's it.
Okay, I guess.
No iTunes reviews. We'd love to have an iTunes review.
I mean, we'd love none to have of our more none phone of calls.
Our
more
gigglers
emails.
Haven't contacted us lately. Where's our Gram-Grams?
I know.
Where are you guys?
You guys are still. I know we're. I know you're lurking.
Your totes lurks.
Come on.
Totes lurks.
I need you to be. I need you to be like an owl and just pop your head out of like the clock.
And then go back in.
Lurk your ass out of that closet. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for all the new listeners that we have. If we for any if for any reason we forgot to mention you,
totes sars,
and you reached out to us, we apologize.
Oh, you know what? Let me pull up Twitter real quick because people did.
I know Dennis was messaging. I love Dennis.
You love his voice.
That Boston accent. Ooh.
Be Boston your butt.
Ooh. I bet you he's got a real girthy dick.
Maybe.
Hey Dennis, is your dick girthy? Do you got a girthy dick?
Well, always Charles S. He's always contacting us. He loves us.
Yes.
Also
I think he's slowly becoming like the number one Foul Monkey fan.
That's trademarked.
By who?
Number one fan, Big Fatty.
Oh.
Trademarked.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
And then also, I don't know. I don't think this is his real name, but on Twitter, De Lorenzo.
Oh, yeah.
He messaged us and he was.
Brennan does too.
He he messaged me and said, I get on the RuPaul's Drag Race recap show.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Taylor was like, oh, whatever, her face looks like Ricky dressed in bad Asian.
Oh, drag. Yeah, that's what I told you. They were talking shit about you.
He messaged me and said, did you hear this?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, I heard about it. Then I heard it. Then I heard about it again. I have to see what this queen looks like because I didn't even look. It's I don't Kim Chi. Even know. I didn't even look at her yet. He goes, he says, she's not as pretty as you and you're way smarter. Use it for your podcast. Awesome publicity. Get a makeup artist person, do similar makeup and share the pic on your Twitter feed. You'll get more listeners. Oh, and I have to go.
Oh, no. That's so weird.
So thank you very much for keeping up with us for Twitter. Joe in Dallas, as always, thank you for being our porn library.
I don't have it. He stopped sending me again, which is fine.
Well, maybe he just hasn't found anything. You're very picky. You're a picky porn person.
Anyways, I did want to say
you are a PPP. A P3.
A picky a penis 3P. Person. I do want to say that Monday is the return of Drag Race, and I'm really excited because I think the queens are going to be much better than the last season.
I don't have cable, so I can't see it.
You know, you could go online and watch it.
Ads.
Or you could just buy it off of iTunes.
Money.
let me point to something.
I can use that money on crafts.
I was going to say... That's where that is. Your what? Dollar bills are sitting right there.
These stamps, the dollar bills will probably stack to the season ceiling.
To the season.
I'll probably check it out somehow. I'm sure there's some way I can get it. I'll probably watch it online or something.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to. Maybe that's something we should do. But they're already going to do the recap show, so I can just listen to their show. We don't have to talk about it.
That's a really rough show to listen to. I'm not going to lie.
Don't be mean.
No, I'm not being mean. Why am I mean? Why is it that anytime I say... Why? No, fuck you. Because every time I say something, if I say my opinion, you're automatically assume...
in the microphone.
I'm not screaming. You automatically assume that I'm being mean.
So tell me what you mean then. You have to...
Now I can't tell you because you've already put it out there that I was being mean.
But what is it then? If it's not, what,
I just
what's
said
so
it's
hard?
A really rough show to listen to.
But why?
Well, you know, it's a really hard show to listen to.
Whatever. It's in my. I do have it in my podcast list.
Let me be clear. It's not because the content isn't like I like that they discuss go back and forth,
mm-hmm.
but it's just it's you know, it's like our show a little messy.
You just want to hear RuPaul stuff, right?
Is that what it is? Well,
you know what? Their sound is amazing.
Yeah, so is ours.
It's never as good as Daniel Brewer's. This is always the best.
Well, he did have a season where his was like,
oh, he had the microphone. We have that sometimes too.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm listening to back to the show, I hear that it, like
it's
crackle.
Aliens coming through.
Maybe so send me a message,
right?
Like bitch, stop talking. Right. We get it.
Or Eric's, they're saying, bitch, stop. Stop screaming into the microphone. Too loud.
I'm just going to speak in this tone this
we
time.
We love you guys. And we're still thinking about doing a live show on April 29th. I haven't confirmed to see if that day's open yet because, well, I just haven't emailed anybody. So we're working on it. We'll let you know soon.
That's the 10th anniversary, right?
Yeah, it's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Busy.
I'm pretty busy too. You didn't even acknowledge my haircut.
Well, okay, first of all, I have to acknowledge it like right as I walk in?
Yes. I always do you.
It looks nice. Did you do something to your beard? You trimmed it, right?
Yeah, I trim. No, I have a beard. I started growing the beard again
because I just had the goatee. Yes, because last when you shaved it, when you had a
look like a beluga whale. Oh, I hate it. Hate it.
I was gonna say baby beluga or baby dolphin.
Baby dolphins are cute.
Well, that's why I was saying that.
I mean, you're being mean. I fucking everything hate you. Out of your mouth. Is mean.
It is not. I can't help it that me spilling tea and for truth is
truth. Truth
is you being a little sensey.
Tote sense. Or we gotta go. This is getting ridiculous.
Happy birthday, Ricky.
Thank you. This is Ricky.
And this is who was I?
I don't remember this one.
Minutes.
Were you minutes?
No. I think it was minutes. Yes. Anyways, see you guys. Talk to you guys next
week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.